Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to, if I didn't do it already, I wanted to emphasize the raya, because Rashi says Vatetze Dina Basleya Shayoldo Vatetze Dina Basleya. So Rashi says Basleya, Velo Bas Yaakov.
Right.
So he's darshaning the semantics of the pasuk by way of ribui. And that's why he refers you to Vatetze Leo Lekroso, to show you that that's an inappropriate form, and from the semantics of the psukim, you derive the idea that the Torah intended to give you the idea that she was a Yitzhanis. I think that's clear. I just wanted to review it. Okay, so we're doing the Rimagash in Bava Kama on this Gemara. On the Gemara and after Zayin Amud Beis, on the Kavod Osulo Osulo Bumoso, Sheo Shivu Yeshiva Al Kivro. So he brings down on the Flamet Aleph in the Shita Mekabetzes, Yud Dalad Shin Mem Dalad, Sheo Shivu Yeshiva Al Kivro. So one Teretzer gives the Rabbeinu Peretz is like Tesis, simple, practical, that they were Machik Dalanamas. But the others don't really want to say that. Why? Because they want to say it wouldn't be a cover that they put a yeshiva next to his cabin. The cover was that his hakara, like you'd have his nefesh, that they put on the kever was the yeshiva. That's the way they want it. But it's not too clear what he means when he says, Kivan Shehu here Batara Leka Mishum Loeg LaRush, Ken Amrinin, Shebotka Midan Vibrashav. He doesn't clarify himself. What exactly is he getting at? But the Rimagash has a few clear terutz in there. Okay? So go ahead, Vishesha Alta.
Vishesha Alta, Hada Minan Inomrim Bifneha Mace Eldvar Shal Mace, Dukim Nahani Milibu Divri Torah, Ava Milid Almalo. Almasal Dabifneha Mace with Divri Torah. In Divri Torah, it's also to speak in front of the Mace, unless the words themselves are directly related about the Mace. But Milid Alma, you could say whatever you want. But by Divri Torah in general, it's also. Vikashalon a hadam minan covered aslo bimoso, shashivi shiva kivro, arechazinan, the hadam minan shashivi shiva kivro, hanimili bechacham, shahisli shiva bechayev, umishavan akshav ne shiva, so lechabdo, uyashiv lefanov, so over here, even though they put yeshiva in front of them, so their kavana was that they should have yeshiva first kavod to sit in front of him, kadash, and yoshin lefanov bechayev. So their kavana was to say over the Divrei Torah that they learned from him.
Shekovet l'gadol yesh lo b'kach, ein bazem yishim loeg l'rush. Okay, so yeah. Once again, umeschavnim achshav b'nei yeshivaso l'chabdo v'leishev l'fonav k'der asher yosh v'lefonav b'chayav. The Loma Shmuos Mipiv, the Divrei Torah Shalomdu Mimenu. So, what exactly is he saying here? He's saying that what they're demonstrating by the yeshiva is that they have a desire for him and a need for him. So therefore, they made a yeshiva on the kever, where they sit like they used to learn from him. And what they're saying is that they wish he were alive. They would say over a shmuas and show their appreciation for the shmuas, that it really hurts them that he's not able to do that anymore. It was a scenario. So that's not Loi LaRush. Loi LaRush is where you say that you're better than the other guy. Because the mace can't talk in Torah. But over here, on the contrary, it's a cover that they're showing how much they miss his Divrei Torah. Like the Gemara says, Rebbe Mace, Fanan Birchsa the Mazana, Loi Adin.
Yeah. Right.
So that's a cover. So they put the yeshiva there to demonstrate that idea. That they are so upset by his departing that they're drawn emotionally to his kever to repeat his Divrei Torah like they did b'chayav, and it was an expression of a wish that he would still be alive and be able to be Melame Torah like he always was. And the covet was that was the type of a Melamed he was, apparently. That that after he was Nifter, it was they had such a tremendous desire to continue to learn by him. So that's a demonstration. So there you can't say it's Loi LaRush. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how would you define the Teretz?
It's just saying this, what you're describing, it overcomes the fact that it is, you are doing mitzvahs Talmud Torah, and the mace can't do that. It is overpowering that.
It's overpowering that. You mean really he learns Loi LaRush like he always learned Loi LaRush? Which means what? That you're
treating him like he isn't there.
That you're debasing him by saying that I could learn Torah and you can't. But over here, because of the unique situation, so here it overpowers the Loi LaRush. That's what you're learning, right?
Yeah, it seems like that, because I mean, the whole limud here is directed towards his cover. You're just repeating his shmuos.
Is machlokas, right?
Yes, machlokas. I would like to. In other words, does it mean that it overpowers it, or does it mean that it changes it?
Changes it.
That's my question.
By Loi LaRush, there's a chashash that you're going to be mavaz of the mace, right? You're going to say that you're superior to the mace, but because of the scenario of who he was and what they did, there is no possibility of Loi LaRush. It prevents Loi LaRush from the. In other words, Loi LaRush is that you're going to be superior to the mace. Here, because of who he was and what they did, there's no chashash of such a thing.
Yeah, I know, but that's not precise definition. In other words, it's like this. That Loi LaRush generally is you're putting him down because he can't speak in Divrei Torah. So you're saying I'm superior to you because I can't speak in Divrei Torah and you can't. But if what you're doing is you're showing that you really want his Torah and you really wish he could say Divrei Torah, so that's not putting him down. That's feeling sorry for him that he can't that he, and for yourself, that you can't avail yourself of his Torah. So it's not that it overcomes the fact that he's he can't speak the Torah. It erases it, because you're not being a Balgaiva that you could do more than him. On the contrary, putting yourself, you're subordinating yourself and saying his Torah is better. So where's the Loeg L'Rosh? There's no Loeg. Loeg means you're saying I'm better. Here you're saying he's better, and you wish he were here so he could teach you. That's why you're Osek Bishmorosov. So on the contrary, you're not aggrandizing yourself over him. You're aggrandizing him over yourself. So that's not Loeg.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's when you use the mitzvah in a certain way. Like, for instance, by tzitzis, there's nothing you could do. What are you going to say? That
right.
By wearing the tzitzis, you want to remember
you
him?
You wish he could wear tzitzis? Yeah, right, that's right. But this is different.
And right. Tzitzis holds the Ati Machidal Ramos?
He holds the not Machidal
Ramos. I'm saying Tosos.
Tosos does nothing.
Why not? You hold it still be with, it would still be lower the Rosh in this case.
Yes.
Why?
You would ask that question. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to postpone the question. Let's take all this to Ritzum, and then we'll ask the
question. And the Gemara there is okay with that it's referring to Divrei Torah. They now speak Divrei Torah in front of the mace. V'chein ha'detanyol yilch adam basic faros.
What are you reading?
I'm just continuing the Rimigash.
It's like right in the middle of the piece. First one learned is Bozeh.
Oh, v'hidam reading. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
I think he's like filling out this answer. I'm not sure it's a different answer. It's just.
Well, let's see. V'hidam reading ain't a room with the mace.
El Dvar Shalmeis, who can the Divrei Torah? The Shamas Mina, you learn from there, the Asr Ladaber, the Fanbase of Divrei Torah. In general, it's Asr to speak Divrei Torah in front of the Mace. V'chein had the Tanya Loyah, Abin Basic Farsh, the Philin, Chulu, V'Kravi Spalel. Right, so you see it is Asr, so what's going on? B'mei Shalah Yechacham, Halo Ba Yeshiva Skina. So that's just speaking about a Mace who is Nechacham, is not a Ba Yeshiva. There, it's Asr, the Divrei Torah. But if a person is a chachan by yeshiva, then it's adarav, it's a kavod, you should do it.
It's mutter.
It's mutter, yeah.
So in other words, they're saying, v'alocha l'maisa, that if the mace was a bal chacham and a bal yeshiva, so then you're saying Torah on his kever is a kavod. Because he's saying he represents Torah, and it's like a wish almost that he could join you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But the Sfara we had originally was that you missed his Torah. That's why you said all the shmuas that you had when he was your Rebbe. But here it was even any Torah.
Yeah, here it's as long as the person was a chacham, I assume it means a chacham that he had a relationship with.
Do you think that's what it means?
Yeah.
Say that.
A chacham they had a relationship with. So then we say that el chacham or a bal yeshiva. So then we say that when you're saying divrei Torah on his kever, near his kever rather. So it's on the contrary, because it's a revelation of what type of a person he was, and he puts you in the mode of talking in Torah because that's how he was his whole life, and you wish that he was still able to do that.
Why do you even need a relationship with a guy to express that idea? Even if you don't have a relationship, then you can still wish that a chacham.
If you never had a relationship with him, and you never spoke Torah with him, It's hard to imagine that you could have a feeling that he would, that you'd want to talk to her with him. You don't know.
But you need that feeling personally? Like all the Tamidim, according to Rashi, when they're, it's a Shiva of Tamidim, Masach Shavat Torah. All those were Tamidim Chizkiyahu, you're saying? If it wasn't a Talmud Chizkiyahu, it would be Aser?
Apparently.
Can't say just the idea of Talmidim on his kever has that idea, but you don't need a every particular
Talmud. Well, I mean, I'm not going to get that particular verse. Mm-hmm. It just says, Yeshiva Yeshiva Kibro, Hanamil Bechachim Shesla Yeshiva Chayev, Mischavnim Achshav B'nei, Mischavnim Achshav B'nei Yeshivasa L'chabdo V'leishiv L'fanov, Kider Shal Yoshiv L'fanov B'chayev. It's much more that they have to have that kavanah.
And they weren't as yeshiva, they
went from they weren't as yeshiva, they were as Talmidim. And then it's different. But otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
This is all one answer?
It's all one answer. This is psak. His psak is that by any mace that his Talmidim are allowed to say Torah within Dalet Amos of the Kevah. Because the reason why they're saying Torah is because they're reflecting what the type of person he was, and it's unconsciously they want him to be. They wish he could be a part of the Divrei Torah. So then it's not loig l'rush. You're not being arrogant. You're being submissive. Okay.
If you have a case where the mace is a gadol hador, but the people learning there didn't have anything personally to do with him, but they realized that the door lost out because
good shot.
So just to clarify, is it just Shmuel Smith?
I would say it would only be allowed for a person that
can we appreciate the loss,
that learned something from it.
Well, maybe Chizkiyahu affected everybody. So
yeah.
Ish vad isha, tina vitin, everybody.
Yeah, well, he says, k'der ashrei yoshu lefanav b'chayav.
Right. But I'm saying Chizkiyahu was instrumental in bringing about everybody in place.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's right. But I think if you never heard of a word of Torah from him, I don't think that you have too much of a shaykhus to him. Okay, next case.
Ready? Can I just clarify one point?
Yeah.
Thank you. At first he says Shmuas Mepiv, that's what they were learning on his kever. But then it seems like he's saying as long as they had a relationship to him, then they could just learn Torah there. So is it Bedavka Shmuas Mepiv that's the matir, or any time as Talmidim come and they're learning there?
No, I mean, it has to be, I would say it has to be Shmuas Mepiv. And then they can go on in something else.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because the Shmuos Mipiv shows that what he was. And then they could go on because they could wish that he would say a Shmu here too. That's what's much more.
Right.
That's
good.
A question. Can you hear?
What?
Yeah.
We hear you,
Ben.
Yeah.
We hear you.
We hear you.
Yeah. Is there like a norm here? Like, what if you really you didn't know him, but still you were doing it, l'shem loy? Like, in other words, you're trying to disrespect him, but is it an objective thing, or is it just the objective?
Say it again?
I think he's asking, is it like the Maisa Mutter intrinsically? Let's say your Kavana is to be Malik, to actually...
No, if your Kavana is to be Malik, forget it. It says, Mischavim Achshav B'nei Yeshivas
L'chabdo. Right.
L'chabdo. Okay, so it really goes by the Kavana as well.
By Evelei Shev L'fanav K'derech Shev Yoshev L'fanav B'chayav. V'lomah Shmuas Mipiv B'divrei Tarshan Lomdu Mimena. So that would have to be the same thing.
Right.
When he comes back again for the second time, he says, then it would be awesome. So it's all totally in the Kavanah. So Mustafa is that they always have to be his Talmidim, and they have to be saying over Shmuos Mipiv, which shows their appreciation for his Torah. And then it seems to me that they don't have to stick only with the Shmuos Mipiv, but once they do that, it creates a whole... Even though he doesn't say it, I mean, Mishav Nasa go. Yeah, I mean, it would seem that they could say more than just the Shmos Mipiv. But they have to say Shmos Mipiv. That's necessary.
Fundamentally depend on the Kavanah. In other words, if they said Shmuel's Mipiv, but it was Loeg, it would be awesome.
Yeah, of course. That's the Dava Pashut, that if they're Mechavan to be Loeg.
You see, you have the Kavanah Hanas Atzman, this also.
Right.
That's right. Even if it's Hanas Atzman, it's Loeg L'Rush.
I guess with that Shmuel's Mipiv, then it's not really tied intrinsically to his Kavanah.
Right.
First, you have to establish that.
That's right. That's why one time I heard the Rav was giving a hesped, and he started to say Divrei Torah. I think that was the hesped of a mirror. Rabbi Meir, maybe you remember. There was a mirror in YU.
He said, give me some more facts. He said Divrei Torah.
Yeah, so the Rav was saying over the Torah and the Hesped. So the Rav announced, he said, and don't criticize me for saying Divrei Torah, because it's Dvar of Shomais. He was saying over his shot.
Oh, it was the Mesa shot.
That's good.
The only time I remember anything close.
Because that's not the literal meaning of Dvar Shomais.
Dvar Shomais means about the Mesa.
Yes.
Yeah. Dvar Shomais, oh, I understand. Oh, that's what he's learning.
Yeah.
And Shmuel means like the words of the mace.
Right.
Beautiful. Is that how he's learning it? Is that how the Rimi
Gash
is
doing? That's what the
Rav said.
Well,
is that what the Rimi Gash is doing?
I don't know. Sounds good. You could do it, yes. Rabbi Man?
No, I'm just saying I remember vaguely, perhaps.
It was Rabbi Fishman. Rabbi Fishman's...
He was saying that the last time he visited him, he asked him the Kasha, and he told, you know, he gave him shot. He was saying of what they discussed.
Right. I think it was Rabbi Fishman.
Yeah.
I think you were there.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay. Inami
ikra la'ukma be'echad ha'shnayim shemis asim mefonav. Shakavor ina ela behoshavas yeshiva al-kivra. Demashmi yeshiva yeshivas talmidei chachamim merubim. Al echad ha'shnayim in karen lam yeshiva. One or two, the aim masikasam, but the Torah befun of derech kavod ala bizayonu, hello, the kivin dechsev, b'meisim chavshi, kivin shemeis adonas chashim mitzvos, nimtz elchis film if neamis v'mis asik befun of the Torah, shehu mitzvah ki loeg al meis, if he shemar shu chay mitzvos, v'meisin chay mitzvos, v'na denase rosh mehem v'over mishum loy rosh chayv v'sei yadkam.
So what's the second terrace?
So you're saying one or two people, since it's not a mace of kavod, I guess it defaults back into bizayon of loy garash. Unless it's like kavod to mafkiyah from bizayon, it's loy garash.
Say it again.
Unless it's like actually a mace of kavod, where it's like many talmidim, not just one or two, then just stam it's going to be loy garash and a mace of bizayon. One or two people is not kavod, therefore it'll be bizayon.
And yeshiva.
Yeshiva's covered. If it's covered, it's not Bizayan. One or two people, that's not a yeshiva. It's like a night seder.
It sounds like he's saying you have to have an institution of Limud going on.
Yeah.
That's a way to show his mark.
Previous teretz. The previous teretz, it has to be his Talmidim and his Shmuas.
Right.
Over here, it doesn't. You're saying that you could be Moshe or Yeshiva al Kivro even if they're not his Talmidim.
How do you know he's
as long that? As he was a Chacham.
How do you know he's saying that?
That's what he's saying. He says, Inami, you can look at the Echad HaShnayim Shem Saskim Afanav, it's Echad HaShnayim.
Maybe it means even if it's Talmidim, if it's only one or two.
Ain't no Baushavas Yeshiva. When Mashma Yeshiva, Yeshiva's Talmidim HaChom Merubin, Aval Echad HaShnayim Ein Kerlam. So over there where it says you're not allowed to do it, speaking by Echad HaShnayim. But over here it's speaking about a real big Yeshiva.
But maybe it means...
So it, one second. So he's differentiating between those two entities. So, if it's one or two, he says that it's Derech Zion. But if it's a yeshiva, Ein Basi Kosa B'Divrei Torah B'Derech Lefana B'Derech Kavod Ele B'Zion Elo L'Kiv Nechsev B'Meisim Chafshina Masar. Right, that is B'Zion. But where is it good? So he's saying over here, it has nothing to do with the, it's not speaking where they're talking. He holds one or two would never be good. Before he says one or two would also be good if they were his Talmidim.
Right.
So that's the difference. So what is he saying here? Something different?
Maybe he's saying one or two of his Talmidim is still
awesome. No.
How do you know he's changing two things?
Just let's try to understand what he's saying. What sense does it make? What is he saying?
When you have one answer and then you go to an Inami, shouldn't you make the smallest amount of changes from the first answer?
No, don't forget all the rules. Just try to understand what he's saying.
Yeah, but you gotta understand the facts are first. No,
you gotta forget the rule. What is he saying? What is he saying? You don't even have the what you don't even know what he's saying, and you make applying rules to it.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
It seems that the perpetual Hava Mina here is that how do you take this Maisa and take it from being a Maisa of Limud Torah of doing a mitzvah and turn it into a Maisa of Kavod? So the question is, what does it take to give this Maisa a character of Kavod and not just Stam Limud? So one approach was to say if it's his Talmidim, that gives it a, then it becomes a Maisa Kavod. This final approach is to say if it's institutionalized, then it becomes a type of Kavod and not just a mere personal Maisa of Limud.
Okay, close. I like that. I like your approach. You just give me a second. Okay. One thing he's saying is like this. That there's a difference between two people talking and learning and a yeshiva, which is an institution for the perpetuation of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Derech HaLimud. The whole system is in a yeshiva. That's what a yeshiva is. So he's being mechalek between a yeshiva, which is really the vehicle of perpetuation of Torah, because that's where you analyze, that's where you learn, that's where you think, that's where you megadol talmidim, that's the place that perpetuates Torah eternally. That's a different class. That's what he's saying. That's a different class. That could never be Loig LaRush. That can only be Kavod. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if it was on the grave of a person who was not a Tommen Hoffman, then that would be Lord
you
Rush.
Can't do it.
So that would be Lord Rush.
If you weren't a Tommen Hoffman, yeah.
So then, why is it? So in what sense can it never be Lord Rush?
What's that? It has to be a person as a shaykhus to Torah, otherwise you wouldn't do it. But in other words, it's a little different that if, in other words, the reason why it's not Loeg LaRush is because Loeg LaRush has to do with the Maisa of Divrei Torah. That you're involving yourself in a Maisa of Divrei Torah when he can't. So that's Loeg LaRush. But establishing a yeshiva al kivro is a completely different phenomenon. That means you're establishing a base on medrash, and the base on medrash is a place of kavod, because that's where it has kedushas basic and a base on medrash, and it's a place of kavod and it's a place of Torah. It's an accolade. It's a different thing altogether. It's a different phenomenon. So that could never be Loeg LaRush. That could never be Loeg LaRush. That's only covered because you're establishing the entity of Talmud Torah. You're establishing that on his kever. That's like the height of covet. The entity overpowers any idea of Loeg LaRush. Because Loeg LaRush is only where you're trying to show that he can't learn. That's when you have two people talking and learning. But when you're establishing an institution on his kever, that very institution is the vehicle of our Butzis Torah for Klal Yisrael and the whole essence of Klal Yisrael, that's kavod. That's not Loeg LaRush. There you're not saying, but you can't do it. You're establishing a kavod because of the nature of what the thing is.
How about his question, John's question? Mm-hmm. If the guy's not Tom Kavod,
then he would be saying that the guy can't do it.
Yeah.
He's a
I would say
guy,
you can't do it. You can only do it for a person who is tied to Torah.
Right, maybe if he supported Torah or something like that.
Yeah, tied to Torah. But a person has no shaykhus to Torah, I don't know if you Loeg LaRush, it's absurd.
Sheker, it looks like Mechzik Sheker.
Yeah, it's Mechzik Sheker. That's what I mean.
Nothing related to Limud would be a covet then.
Right, but it's not a vehicle of Loeg LaRush, regardless. That's not a vehicle of Loeg LaRush. That's a vehicle of giving cover. By taking the most important institution of Klal Yisrael and placing it on his kever.
Right, I mean, you're saying that's like a thing to do, like making yeshiva as like a.
Right.
As like a chalos or something. Like
that's
right.
That's right.
But two people talking Torah, it's not a thing.
That's right.
So even like three or four, does it matter? Is he really saying one or two dafka, or just in contrast to a yeshiva?
Yeah, in contrast.
What does it become a yeshiva? Three fools yeshiva already? That sounds like.
Now, what's machlokas?